Many Iraqis in the United States greeted the news of Saddam Hussein's capture with cheers and celebrations. San Diego is the home of some 20,000 Iraqi expatriates, most of whom are Chaldeans, former members of Iraq's Christian minority. NPR's Carrie Kahn visited parishioners at San Diego's largest Chaldean church.
Several deacons draped in white robes prepare for Sunday Mass in a small room off the church's main sanctuary. They speak in the ancient language of the Chaldeans, Aramaic. Deacon Keith Michael says everyone in this tight-knit community is happy, elated by the news.
Prayers have been answered. People here were praying for this day to come. Many of us didn't believe it was going to happen in our lifetime.
Men in suits, women in dresses, and children in their Sunday best file through the wooden pews to receive communion, then slowly wind their way out the large glass church doors. Most grab donuts stacked high on folding tables, then exchange long embraces and kisses. Everyone is smiling. 63-year-old Najat Bachuad left Iraq 25 years ago. She says she can't believe the news.
Oh, I am so happy. I am crying when I hear the news. Me and my husband. And my niece, she called me 3:30 in the morning. Said, Aunt, come on, Saddam, they catch it. I am very happy.
While the capture of Saddam Hussein was the talk of the day here, Father Michael Bazzi, head of San Diego's Chaldean Christian community, says there was no point in bringing up something so obvious in his sermon.
I couldn't, because you don't mention something everybody's feeling it. What would you mention out of it? Because they were all smiling and very happy, congratulating each other, because that man touched every family.
Bazzi says Saddam's persecution of the Christian Chaldeans was relentless. He's watched the number of Chaldean refugees in the U.S. swell in recent years. More than 20,000 now have settled in San Diego. Most have become U.S. citizens, are very patriotic, and readily volunteer during the war to act as translators. Norma Samo says she signed up to be an interpreter with the U.S. government. Both she and her husband, Mansour, say the timing of the capture couldn't have been better.
It's a good time before Christmas.
Gift. Christmas gift.
Christmas gift.
It really is a Christmas gift. Thanks God they caught him. Thanks Bush for what he did for our country.
Yes. Yeah.
God bless America. God bless Bush.
Many at the church were skeptical that Saddam's capture would bring an end to the attacks on U.S. troops or Iraqi citizens. But 83-year-old Yusef Itak says he hopes peace will come soon. Itak says he was an elementary school teacher in Iraq and even taught math to Saddam Hussein's sons. He says when he left 8 years ago, he never thought he would go back.
But now I will go. Before, I don't like to go. But now, when everything is clear, everything is good, I will go.
Asked what he thought should be the fate of the former dictator, Itak said he would like to see Saddam put on a mule and forced to travel around Iraq. Others, like Ufir Abraham, said they hope the Iraqi people would be allowed to judge for themselves.
He should be tried in Iraq by the people, and if they, whatever, just like a jury trial, like here.
But the majority of parishioners were not as generous. Many called for Saddam's execution. One man said he hoped the U.S. forces would put the former dictator in a cage and let everyone spit on him until he drowns. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, San Diego.